Well, we're here. It's the fifth and last channel for the State of Our Womb, Brand New Women Walk on Common Ground. It has been a really insightful journey and process in some ways. It was interesting. I was just saying that the process and the format in which we did this, there was a channel in the morning and a channel in the evening and a big, huge hunk of time in between. So, and I sat quietly in contemplation, at least in my from my side of this conversation, and a lot of different things and a lot of different points of views came through. And I think that if this is happening for you as well, and if you leave this experience with a way to explore something new, or if you gleaned an insight into how to be with yourself in the quietude in a different way, then thank you. And thank you so much for being here and being open being open to they're saying being open to the language of spirit. Because the language of spirit is within you. And so much of what has been taught here and spoken of here is to awaken that language within you. The language may not, actually probably will not, manifest in the way that it has for our vessel, but it is so important that you understand that as you enter the quantum field, this place, this sacred area, this sacred common ground, Yoshkona of love, Yokona Yeshkena, as you enter these fields and go deeper into the exploration within yourself, Yokona Yeshkena, because it truly is within yourself, Yokona Nani Yeshkena, shedding the casing of your cup, whether it be a wine glass or a tumbler or a coffee mug or a teacup, shedding the vestiges of your body, and maybe shedding is not the right word. We would like you to stay within this realm of the third dimension, please. But understanding that it is a casing for your true spiritual, your true divine essence, the quintessential essence that you are, so divine, Yokona, and blending back home into the divinity of source energy, Yokona, Niekena, Nananiyoko, and the infinite one mind, one heart, one intelligence, Yokona, Niekena, Nananiyoko. Anana, Yeshkena, Nahana, Niyoko, Okona. Brown-hued women, Yoshkona Nanayoko, we miss you, Yokona Nani Yeshkena, and the space is there waiting for you, Yoshkona Nanayoko, to pass through the gateway, Yokona, and come be with us again, Yeshkena Nananiyoko, in your true indigenous splendor, Yokona Nani Yekena, stripped clean, Ananananiyoko, purified, Yokona Nani Yekena, and healed, Yokona Nanayoko Yekena. Anani Ieshkena Nananiyoko Okona Ieshkena, the ancestors are here, Iokona Naniyeshkena. And as you go through the ritual, Iokona of the libation, Iokona Ieshkena, it is another source, another way, Ieshkena, to truly Ieshkena activate Iokona Ieshkena, the release, Iokona, of the vestiges of anything that is holding you down, Iokona Ieshkena. Slave mentality, Yokona, in this day and age, Yokona na Yeshkena. Slave behavior, Ninono ni Yeshkena, in this day and age, Yokona Yeshkena. And slave gentrification, Ananana Yoko, in this day and age, Yokona na Yeke. And slave victimization, Ananana Yoko, Okona ni Yeshkena, Nani Yeshkena, Nani Yokona ni Yena. We want you, Yeshkena, to remember something from this experience, Ononon Yeshkena. We want you to remember the number 2, Yokona Yeshkena. So much of this, as we have gone through, Yeshkena, there are 2 sides. There is polarity, Yoshkona, and there is 2 ways of looking, probably infinite ways, really, of looking, hearing, digesting, and incorporating this information into your lives, into your wisdom, and into your heart. Chu is very important, because as you have listened, it may have been a point of confusion, but we have not clarified it until this moment on purpose, and with deliberation, look at it as being in one infinite mind, and at least two dimensions, the quantum field, and the physical field, the spiritual field, if you choose to use this language, the spiritual field, and the real world or the physical world, this is the third dimension, this is not going to shift or change, in the immediate future, at least, and so this is the newness, the recognition of this, and so much of what has been spoken of here, is to also realize, that the ancestors across all time and space, especially in the dimension in the time of slavery, and the dimensions, the ancestors, across all time and space who have touched you within this lifetime, and the wise ones and the elders, the energy that they have brought to you has been wisdom, safety, security, and yes, of course, love, and the lessons of your life, yeshkena. We do not mean to imply that everything with these wisdom keepers and elders have been pretty, and pain-free, especially in the olden days when your grandmother took a switch to your bare butt. But it was for your own good. So how would we say that slavery would be for your own good? It is one of those twos, because in the physical plane, obviously, it was an atrocity. But now, it is a spiritual gift, that you can release and go through the spiritual practice of releasing and connecting into the quantum field, through these ancestors, and these ancestors are giving you a great gift of healing, because while we may be talking about this in an esoteric kind of way, as you release them, you are also releasing the pain and brutality, not only in their lifetime, but as it truly exists in yours, where there is truly no time and space, and if you are facing it in some way, in this lifetime, it is a reflection that is pulling through across all time and space, and this is why the libation works, because if you understand and come into the realization and the experiences of the quantum field, you will erase the barriers of chronological time, 2016, 2015, 2014, 1892, 1406, all of these is like you're taking a giant eraser, and allowing the brutality that exists to be placed in the place within its proper place within the quantum field, within the intelligent infinite mind, it is a new way of looking at this. So when you pour the libation, pour it with purpose and intent. Don't just pour it like it is a ceremony that has been written and given to you and it feels good. pour it with the purposeful intent, Yeshkena, that you're reaching across time, Yokona, Yeshkena, and Anononi, Yeshkena, cleansing, healing, Yoshkona, Yekena, and realizing the gift. There are gifts, Ananana, Yeshkona, in this lifetime, Yeshkena, Nanan, Yoko, Anani, Yekena, Nanan, Yoko, Okona. The question has come up, Yeshkena, actually for our vessel as well, Yekena, Nanan, Yoko, how many times to pour the libation? Yokona Nihk once, Yokona twice, Yekena three times, Anoni Yekena 12 times, 100 times, Anoni Yeshkena. Yeshkena Nananayoko Okona, Yeshkena Nananayoko Okona. If you truly believe that the ancestors are part of your DNA or part of your genetic, historical, soul level, Yekena, and spiritual DNA, Yekena, Nanayoko, physical DNA, Yokona, Yeshkena, then you can pour the libation as many times as things are coming up for you, Yoshkona, Yeshkena, because it is a healing, Yokona, energy, Yokona, Yeshkena, and it's a communion, Nananayoko, of the spirit of the essence of what is before you, Yokona, Yeshkena. When we talked about 36 channels and 36 days, Yokona Iekena, we talked about the law of polarity, Yokona Nieshkena, and bringing forward Ieshkena, the opposite of that which is not serving you well, Ieshkena Nanayoko, and focusing on the opposite, Yokona, energizing that opposite, Yokona Nieshkena. Now, in combination with the libation, Ononone Ieshkena Nanayoko, not only can you recognize that which is not serving you well, Yoshkona, you have a way of releasing it as well, and then Yeshkena, Onono Yeshkena, energizing, again through the breath, Yekena Nana Yoko, the opposite, Yokona Yeshkena, and bringing that forward through the ancestors, Yokona Yekena. You can bring these things forward, you know, Yeshkena Nana Yoko. You can bring forward Yeshkena, the dancing, Yoshkona, the dancing in celebration in the field, Yokona, Yokona, Yekena. So pour the libation with very, Nononi Yeshkena, with very deliberate intent, Yokona, Anana Yeshkena, do your breathing, Nononi Yeshkena, come into the state of God, Yokona, the state of being, Yeshkena. Recognize and love the shadows, Yokona, Yeshkena, bring those portions of yourself into your heart, Ananani Yoshkona, through the breath, unify, Yeshkena, Ananani Yoko, and then begin, Okona, Yeshkena, your day, your libation, Ononono Yeshkena, Ononono Yeshkena, Ononono Yeshkena, or your ceremony. The other thing that we will impress upon you, Yeshkona Nana Yeshkena Nana Yoko Okona, there are two ways of looking at Yeshkena, the conversation that was had about the void, Yokona requiring the light of brown-hued women, Okona Yeshkena. Of course, there was the physical, Yeshkena, and again the quantum, Yeshkena Nana Yoko Okona. In the physical sense, Yokona Yeshkena Nanayoko, as you're interplaying with the field, Yokona Nanayeshkena, there is a very real realization, actualization, Nanayoko, of the coordination and collaboration with Source, Yokona, that can be brought through the field into your daily, everyday occurrences and experiences of this life, Nanayoshkona Nanayeshkena. The ancestors, Ononone Yeshkena, came from the light. When we talk about the indigenous people, the star people, Yoshkona, the people who understood Yokona and were part of the earth, Yokona Yeshkena. And when we say that, they're very tenu, they're sinu, their very makeup was putting their hands in the dirt, Yokona Yeshkena, looking towards the galaxies, Yokona Yeshkena. And we have spoken of this, Yokona Yeshkena Nanayoko. The very unique wisdom, Yokona Yeshkena, will help balance some things, some of the disturbances right now in the subtle frequencies, Yokona Yeshkena. So as you are doing these libation, Yokona Yeshkena, the quantum part or the spiritual part is the light is returning and it's helping to balance out Giyokona Nyeshkena, the inequities that are in the quantum fields and therefore the inequities that are showing up in the physical field, Giyokona Nyeshke. So we hope you can see, even though we have not spoken of it this way, Yeshkena Nananyoko, we hope that you can see Yeshkena, that there is real purpose, Yokona. There was real purpose, and the confusion, Yokona, is something that you have to go through, Yeshkona, in your heart and in your spirit, Yeshkena, because it gives you an awareness, Nananyoko, that both things exist, that you do not have one foot in the one realm and the other foot in the other realm, that they exist simultaneously and they are a collaborative force, Yokona, in every aspect of your being. The physical reality, the spiritual reality, the mental-emotional reality, Yoshkona, Yeshkena, every aspect, Yokona. And so the confusion feels is like when you can't, you don't quite understand how everything flows back and forth, and that really is a flow. When you begin to have some true understanding of this teaching, you will be flowing back and forth between the physical fields and the quantum fields, and it is but a blink. So when you need something, if you have an idea, you don't know something, when you come into this true practice, you can place it in the quantum field and know that the answer will come. If you've worked with our vessel at all, there are times she says, I just don't know. I don't know what to do with this. I will call you back in the morning, because she places it in the quantum field and she expects that there will be an answer in the morning. It is very rare that she does not have the answer in the morning. And sometimes the answer is that there is no answer. And things are supposed to stay sort of static in that place or no action is required at that time. So these are the things that we really want you to understand through this process, Yokona ni Yeshkena. The energy is vital, Yeshkona, Yeshkena. If we were to say one thing, Yokona ni Yeshkena, we would be doing libation for the ancestors and releasing them so that they can return. Anono ni Yeshkena, back through the quantum field, in through this new energy, in a new way, in a new dynamic, Yokona, which we spoke of, Yokona ni Yeshkena. The releasing of karma, Yokona Yeshkena, also is performed, Yokona, not deliberately stated, Yeshkena Nananyoko, through the pouring of the libation in this way, Yeshkena Nananyoko, because you are not carrying your family's history, your family errors, your family Nananyoko tragedies, Yokona, you're not carrying any of that because you're releasing it across all time and space, across 64 generations. So this is a way to just say with an intentional action, Yokona Nyeshkena, I no longer accept karma into my life, Yokona Nyeshkena. My relationship is my direct path, my direct journey, and it is coordinated through myself in collaboration and partnership with Source as my divine self, Yokona Nyeshkena, as the divine source that I am, Nyeshkena Nanayoko. Again, this is another way to strip the vestiges of your cup, of your physical body, and know that you are completely 100% source energy. So in this new time and space matrix, karma is no longer required, pain is no longer required, so in the dynamics that is happening currently in this area of the world, if you come into an expressed understanding, expressed as in actionable, as in doing, as in with deliberate intention, if you come into an expressed understanding, an expressed action of this, then you now understand that the physical pain can be if not eliminated, at least greatly reduced. When our vessel received this information, she even did not understand it fully and to the full full capability by Nanana Yoko that we are presenting here. So she did the five, Iokona, Ieshkena. She has done this, performed this libation five times now, Iokona, Ieshkena. And now Iokona has taken this break, and now with this new understanding, new language, she's known it, but now it has been deliberately stated in an organized fashion. She can now do the last four libations for her completion. There are four cycles of the libation for her completion, understanding fully and releasing fully for herself, as well as those that she would include in the ceremony, Iokona Iekena, within her community. She can now do this Iokona with much more Anana Iekena deliberate intention, Anana Yoko, that karma no longer exists. The illnesses that were the genetic karma of my lineage are not being accepted into my physical existence as it is now. I'm releasing that journey, Iokona, and I'm bringing myself into the journey of vibrant, complete, and total health, Iokona Ieshkena. The poverty that has been part of my experience of my genetic lineage, Onono Ieshkena, the lack of money value, the value of the worth, the wealthiness, Onono Ieshkena, Ananioko, the vibrancy, Ananioko, of money, Ieshkena, that has not been accepted in my lineage, Iokona, can now be released as part of my karmic journey, Onono Ieshkena, and I accept into my life, Iokona, Ieshkena, the full Ananioko strength and opulence of source, Iokona, Ieshkena. And I'm opening myself up as an expansive vessel, Ieshkena, to fully realize wealth in my life, Ieshkena, Ieshkena. I am releasing, Ieshkena, Naniyoko, the karmic journeys of my ancestors, Onono, Ieshkena, that foretold, Ieshkena, and planted seed into my karmic journey, Ieshkena, violence, Ieshkena, Ieshkena, wrong action, Iokona, Ieshkena, Nanayoko, Nono Ieshkona, stingy hearts, Iokona, Ieshkena, violent hearts, Iokona, Ieshkena. And I'm fully realizing as I release this karma back into Iokona, the infinite intelligence, that I pour this libation, Iokona, for the gift of prosperity, Nono Ieshkena, contentment, Ieshkena, safety, Ieshkena, Nanana Yoko, Okona, Ieshkena, and security, Ieshkona, in all areas of my life, Ieshkona. I am food secure, I am shelter secure, I am financially secure, I am health secure, Ananona Ieshkena, Nanana Yoko. I release, Ieshkona, Nanana Yeke, the anchors, Nanana Yoko, that weighed the ancestors down, Ananona Ieshkena. So, in any mindset that said that they must accept this circumstance as their journey, as their lot in life, this circumstance of slavery, Ieshkena, Ieshkena, violence, Ieshkena, rape, Ieshkena, Ananioko, economic disparity, Ieshkena, Ananioko, Okona, Ieshkena, Ananioko, sexual infidelity, Ieshkena, sexual violence, Ieshkena, rape, Ieshkena, Ieshkena. I release that Ananioko Naniyeke, this mentality, this physical occurrence, the Iokona Ieshkena, and I release it here and now, Ilonono Ieshkena. I return it back into the infinite intelligence, into the womb of the eternal mother, Ieshkena, for healing, Ieshkena Naniyoko. And I realize that the past does not have to rule my future. The past is not an influence in this present now, Naniyoko Naniyekena. And we realize now is we pour this libation and release these karmic occurrences, Ananioko, and we fully realize the gifts of the lessons of these things, and we bring these lessons and these gifts and the light. We bring its opposite. We bring the light. We bring the light. We release the darkness, and we bring the light into our existence, into the here and now, and into the future generations. We release this karma, and we return it. And so it is. And I pour this libation to release my ancestors from any vestiges of this, so the slave balls and chains can be released, and these balls and chains go off into the womb of transformation, and my ancestors and my entire lineage across 64, past, present, and future is now elevated into the light. I release into the karma, into the into this libation, into this offering, any karma that is associated with worry. I release worry as a karmic journey of this lifetime, and I put it into the light, I put it into the womb of transformation of the Eternal Mother, so that the light may be shed, delivered and received, the light of Yoshkona, contentment, peace, and satisfaction can be pulled into this lifetime in the here and now and across all future lifetimes, Yokona na Ieshkena. I am the light, Yoshkona na Ieshke. Therefore, I am the way, Ieshkena na Yoko, and I build my path. I accept my journey, Yoshkona, as my responsibility, Yoshkona na Ieshkena, and I am here now, Anana na Yoshko, fully realized as a light being, Anana na Yoko na Ieshkena, and a seed star of creation. This is the power of that libation. It is only a few pages, but it packs great energy to move through your life. Remember to carry that number and place it within your heart, because when you see something in front of you that is not of your liking, it is not of your highest good, realize that you can accept the gift and the lesson and reject that which is ugly, vile, and not serving your highest good. You do not have to walk through the lessons of karma any longer, as you realize the light, the yokona of this new energy in this new dimension and the new gateways of the interdimensional pathways, yokona, yeshkena. Our contribution is that through these actions, we are now seeding the infinite quantum mind, yokona, yeshkena, and releasing and balancing and harmonizing Yoshkona, bringing forth an energy that is now balancing and bringing new life into our communities, Yokona. We do not have to accept Yoshkona a handout, Yokona, because now we are prosperous within our own right, Yoshkona, Yeshkena. And when I say we are prosperous within our own right, I may not have the meat, but you have it, and together I bring my potatoes, and we have a meal, Yoshkona na Yeshkena. It is time, brown youth women, to walk on the sacred common ground, and we walk in twos. We walk sister by sister, elder by elder, child by child, none of us should walk alone ever again, in this time and space, it is time to walk in twos, to understand the quantum field, because I may not have your gift, but you do not have my gift, but together we come together, Yokona Ieshkena, in such a way, Ieshkena, that we create a force and a vortex so our communities are safe, Yokona, because that is a reality of the physical world, and that is a reality within the quantum world. But if you're seeing it in your physical reality, know that it can be adjusted and healed and brought forth in a different way through the quantum field, Yokona na Yekena. Some of us must walk the physical path, Yokona Yeshkena. Some of us must understand the physical path, Yokona Yeshkena. But there are those amongst us whose gifts have not awakened to the quantum field and the quantum path, Yokona Yeshkena. And that's why, Yoshkona, we are bringing this message forward when we say brown-hued women walk on common ground, walk on the sacred ground of the physical, the spiritual, and know that everything is inside of you. Everything is in the physical plane, and everything is in the spiritual plane. There is only one. One mind, one heart, one existence, and one intelligence. Yokona, one source energy. And it is time to understand that there is no separation. The Neokona, the game is to keep us separated. It is not only to keep us separated within our communities and within in our sacred relationships. It is keep us separated, Iokona, from the quantum field, because that's where the power is. And if we're so busy trying to survive and not understanding that the survival and the magnificent play is within the quantum fields as well as within the physical plane, when we have no separation of these two and we understand the light of source, Iokona, as we are, Ananioko, Yokona Nieshkena, right down to the very quantum field that exists within our DNA, Yokona Yeshkena, then there is no way that any man, Anana Yokona Nieshkena, can control you, control us, Yokona. This is an illusion. There is just chaos and confusion. Look past it. Soften your brain, soften your eyes, open your heart, and walk into the quantum field and see, Anana Yeshkena, the authentic truth and the authentic essence that you truly are, Yokona Yeshkena. Yes, Yokona Yeshkena, we may have to at times pick ourselves up. Yokona Yeshkena Yeshkena. Yes, Nano Yeshkena Nano Yoko. Sometimes, Yokona, we may not be eating exactly what we want to eat, Yokona Yeshkena. But that is the opportunity to learn, to know, and to realize, and to be a Nano Yoko, the spiritual quantum beast. Anoniyeshkena, well, I don't know if that was such a good word, Anoniyeshkena, but force that you are, Yeshkena Nanayoko. There is a warrior woman, Yokona Nieshkena. There is a medicine woman, Yeshkena. There is a nurturing woman, Yokona Yeshkena Nanayoko. There is the innovative woman, Yoshkona. There is the enterprising woman, Yeshkena Nanayoko. There is the creative woman, Ananoyeke. There is the order woman, Iokona. There is the quantum woman, Ieshkena Nani Yoko Okona. Walk into Yokona Nieshke. You're not joined at the hip. It is not a cemented relationship. Quantum moves, Yokona Nieshkena. But when you look up, Yokona Ieshkena, who are you walking with, Iekena Nani Yoko? So, respect. Love is a strength. Understand that she's doing what she's doing and you're doing what you're doing, and together, Yokona, we are doing what we are doing. Yoshkona Nieshkena. This is not about conversion to anything, Yokona. You have to see it my way in order for it to move forward. Yeshkena Nanioko. Understand that as we pair off in these two, Yokona, and we go into the quantum fields and we're realizing ourselves in the physical world, Ieshkena, as we're pairing off, that the pairs are not static, that you will move from sister to sister, and then new duals will come because this is a space of duality, Yokona and Ieshkena. So it is not that you will be with somebody forever, Ieshkona, Ieshkena. You may be with somebody for a moment or a lifetime, Ieshkena, Nana, Yoko. Don't get static in your relationships, Yokona, Ieshkena. Remember that the ions and the neutrons and the atoms bounce off of each other, and new creation is always being made, Yokona, Ieshkena. You can enter the quantum field through your womb space, Yokona, Ieshkena. We did womb breathing. Yokona Nieshkena Nana Yoko. Now understand, Ieshkena, there are spins, Ieshkono. So you could say counterclockwise and clockwise, Yokona Nieshkena. So when you go into these spaces, know that there is spiritual circulation, and you're pushing things or you're planting seeds into the infinite mind, but you can sit there with anticipation and expectation that the reaping will come. You can plant in, and we call it pushing into the soil and pulling out of the soil. Pushing into the infinite mind and pulling out of the infinite mind. And then at some point you just rest there. Because the baby has to mature in the womb. Yes? What else? The navigation of the darkness, Yokona Niyeshkena, does not require, by any stretch of the light, that you illuminate light into it. There is light there, Anono Niyeshkena. This is not about bringing your light into the darkness and illuminating the darkness. You keep your strength and your illumination within your teacup or wine glass. It is not about expending any energy to activate the light within the darkness. This is very important. You must respect the darkness. How do we put it? You must respect the darkness right to exist. Yokona. This is a dual plane, duality plane. Any effort that you would make to illuminate the darkness is wasted effort. We want to bring into harmony or into balance the light. Be the brightest light that you can be. Create around you the brightest light that you can illuminate. So as you are doing healing work, it is not that you are eradicating the darkness out of somebody. What you are doing is bringing the light into balance. Even the vessel, when she says, fill up with light, Iokona, when she instructs her student, Anono Niyeshkena, there is still some little vestige, Anono Niyeshkona Iyekena, that remains open. It is if you do not understand that opening, and you do not have an understanding that the darkness exists, Iokona Niyeshkena, you cannot navigate it. We will say that again. If you do not respect that the darkness exists and you are fighting against it and trying to transform it, you will not be able to navigate it. And this is as much about navigating the darkness. Allow Iokona source, Iokona Ieshkena, to bring into Iokona, the pockets of darkness, Iokona Ieshkena. The illumination and the bringing the darkness into balance. If you have known any individual that has lived in the darkness, and see them transform and come into balance with the light, you will see the transformative fix. So as a healer, as an energetic healer, a person who does energy therapy, it is not to eradicate the darkness, it is to bring the light into balance. Very important. You will be spending time, energy, resources, trying to eradicate darkness. It will not happen on this plane. Yokona Now, we would like to say, Yokonari Yeshkenana no Yoko, so much heaviness, so much heaviness, so much heaviness, Yokonari Yeshkenana no Yoko. Yoko nani ieshke nanana yoko okona. Remember to be in joy for yourself, ieke nanana yoko. Remember, 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 ioshkona, as you're pouring the libation, iokona ieshke na, and you're doing it with that purposeful intent, iokona ieshke na. Celebrate the joy, nanana yoko, of receiving, ieshke na, that which you are transforming, ieke nanana yoko okona, the light that you are bringing into your lineage, Yokona Ieshkena. Celebrate it, Ioshkona Niekena Nanioko. Give gratitude for it, Ieshkena Nanioko. Remember that the command is that which is done, Iokona. We are commanding that which is done, Iokona Nihikena. So when you pour the libation, it is done, Iokona. So celebrate it, be in gratitude for it, Ioshkona. And do not give it another worry, Ieshkena Nanioko. Now something may come up, Iokona Niekena. But when you're looking at it, go, Ieshkena Nanioko. That which I have commanded is done, Iokona Nieshkena. Anana Nioko Nani Ieshkena. The other question that I can feel, Ieshkena Nanioko Niekena, but it's still here, it's still here, it's still here. Oh, no, no, Nieshkena. You're not praying for the same thing, Iokona Nieshkena, or pouring libation for the same thing, Ioshkona. Seek within yourself and say, what am I truly feeling here, Ieshkona Naniekena, Anana Niokona. And then something else will pop up, Iokona Nieshkena. So, Iokona Ieshkena, our vessel was saying, Ioshkona, she didn't want to do this. She didn't want to do what she has just done, Iokona Nieshkena, but she kept saying, it is complete, and no, no, Nieshkena, and then she would, Anana Yoko Okona, to say, okay, what's next? Okay, I'm going to take the next step. Oh, I'm really afraid of that. I'm really afraid of that. I'm really afraid of that. Oh, no, no, Nieshkena, but these channels are done. Brown-hued women are done. The channels are done. Okay, but I'm really afraid of that. I'm really afraid of that. And one by one, the fears would come up. One by one, the fears would come up. Yoshkona, and then she'd pour more libation. She would sit in gratitude, Yoshkona, Nieshkena, because this is done. Yoshkona, Nieshkena. And look, Yoshkona, in just a short moment, is going to be done. Yokona ni yeshkena. Anana ni yoshkona ni yekena nana yoko. Yekena. You need a new car. Yokona, the car is not feeling good. The car is not feeling good. The car is not feeling good. They're actually talking to the vessel. The car is not feeling good. The car is not feeling good. Oh, no, no, ni yeshkena. That you have commanded is done, yoshkona. So what are you afraid of? Oh, you're afraid that the car is going to stop. Oh, okay, Ioshkona na Yeshkena, we pour libation that the car is not going to stop. The car is going to keep running. Okay, let's get rid of that fear. Okay, that is done. That which we have commanded is done. Oh, no, 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 Yeshkena. Iokona na Yeshkena, as I am that I am, I command that. Oh, no, no, Yeshkena. Oh, no, no, Yeshkena. Oh, no, no, Yeshkena. Oh, no, no, Yeshkena. I command that. Iokona na Yeshkena. The exact right home is being made available to me. Iokona. In this moment, Iokona Nieshkena, that which I have commanded is done. Iokona, that which I command is done. Oh, no, no, Nieshkena. You should say this all with me right now. That which I have commanded is done. Oh, no, no, Nieshkena, Nana Yokona. It's done, Iokona. So when you are in worry, Ioshkona, which we just released, Iokona, by the way, Iokona. But when you are in worry, Ieshkena and Iokona, then treat for that, Ioshkona. Don't treat for the thing that is done. The thing that is done, Iokona. But today is a new day and something else came up. Oh, no, 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 Ieshkena. That is human. That's okay. Oh, no, no, Ieshkena, don't beat yourself up. Oh, I have not been able to hold my ground. Ieshkena, I have not stood with conviction on my ground. Ieshkena, for the fruition of my Ananoniyoshkona desire. Ieshkena, that which I have commanded is done. That's why you walk in twos. Ieshkena, Ieshkena. You have somebody to celebrate with. You have somebody to say, that which I commanded, that which you commanded, that which I commanded, because as we come into unity, as the unified I am, Anana Yokona, that which I know that I have commanded is done, and I know this to be true for you. That is the next thing for your partnership. We did not speak of that before. You know, but the vessel always says, Yokona, that I know this to be true for you, Ieshkona Nieshkena. I know this to be true for you, Ieshkena Nana Yoko. I am the Netaru. Onono Hoyokona Iekena Onono Iekena. There are many aspects of the divine, Diokona Iena. Therefore, Ieshkena, it is commanded, Diokona, that you know this, Diokona Ieshkena Naniyoko. It is not savagery, Onono Iekena. It is not a lower religion, Onono Iekena. It is not Diokona to be disrespected. There are many sources of God. I am the all that is the one, Onono Iekena. It is unity. When you look out into the space, Onono Iekena, it is unified, Onono Iekena. The all that is the one, Onono Iekena. That is why we command it done, because you are in oneness with it. It is commanded, Onono Iekena. For those of you, Onono Iekena, that may have Iokona, gods and goddesses, Iokona Iekena, Iekena, and for those of you, Ioshkona, that may look upon this with judgment and disdain, Iokona, look at it from this way. Love is a goddess. Joy is a goddess. Contentment is a god. Satisfaction is a god. What makes a god or goddess is the energy or the assignment of your value. Each one of these aspects is energy to be employed to bring you into unification, to bring you into wholeness and completeness. This is the wealth. Unity is wealth. Oneness is wealth. Wealth of spirit, wealth of soul. There has been talk of filling an emptiness within the one mind. That is not correct language. We wish you home. We wish you to understand wholeness, unity, oneness. I am the all that is the one. No separation. Feel this in your heart, dear ones. Understand, Yokona Ieshkena. Understand, Yokona Naniyeshkena. Understand, Onono Ieshkena. The love, Onono Iekena, and the light, Ioshkona Iekena. The love is the ignition switch, Iokona, and the light is the realization, Iokona Iekena. be aware, Iokona, Ieshkena, when you take a breath and utter a word, Iokona. When you move towards an action, Iokona, Ieshkena. When you see a destination, Iokona, Ieshkena. What are you truly loving? Onono, Ieshkena, Nana, Iokona, Ieshkena. It is the foundation. It is the foundation that actualizes Iokona Ieshkena. You can bring yourself into spiritual Iokona Ieshkena like a spiritual merry-go-round Iokona Ieshkena Naniyoko. When you act from a place, Iokona Ieshkena disguised Iokona Ieshkena with love purified Iokona Ieshkena. When in fact, Iokona Ieshkena, there is a fear, Iokona, that is realized, Iokona, and disguised, Iokona, as Iokona Ieshkena, purified and holy love, Iokona, justified love. Actually, we would say, Iokona, you are justified in this action because blank. Anana Iokona. Love is a beingness. When our vessel says rest here, Iokona, what she is truly saying is rest in love here, rest as love here, rest for love here, and rest through love here. That is what we wish for you. The understanding. So, Iekena Nananiyoko, Iekena Nananiyoko, Nenikena Nananiyoko, Nenikena Nananiyoko. Ananiyoko na Ieshkena. There is one final thing we think, Iyoko na Ieshkena. You were introduced to the idea of resting in frequency, Iyoko na Ieshkena. Softening your eyes, releasing the brain, opening the heart, and laying in the frequency of source, of life, Iokona Ieshkena. There is a rhythm, you know. There is a rhythm. There is a frequency on this planet that you reside on, Ononon Ieshkena. There is a frequency on this planet that you reside on that is life, Iokona Ieshkena. Connect into that. Know, Ioshkona Nieshkena Nanyoko Okona, that as you rest in the frequency, Iokona Nieshkena, there is a bubbling up, Anono Nieshkena. You will feel the love, Anono Nieshkena, or you will feel less than love, Iokona Nieshkena. And that, if you are truly clear, Anono Nyoko, within your sacred heart, Iokona Nieko, you will feel and understand, Ioshkona Nieshkena, Iokona, the choice. Anana hoyokona iekena nana yoko okona. Choose Iokona, Iokona, from the free mind, the free heart, and the free will. Iokona, Iokona, Ieshkena. That is your gift here in this dual plane, Ieshkona, Iena. So, you have been given Ononono Ieshkena access, Iokona Ieshkena, to great liberation, Iokona Ieshkena. We are grateful, Ieshkena Nana Yoko, that you have chosen to be with us, Iokona Ieshkena. Anana Niyoko Ieshkena, 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 Anana Niyoko Ieshkena. Ana Niyoko Ieshkena, to our vessel. It is with great gratitude for the energy of God requires the voice and the hands of man. Onono Niyoko. Yeshkena nana yoko okona yeshkena niyekena nana yoko anana niyekena nana yoko okona iena. Anana niyoko iena, anana niyoko iena, anana niyoko iena. Exhale. We think that is enough for now. We love you, we love you, we love you. Onono ni yeshkena, anana na yoko okona. We love you very, very deeply. Yokona yeshkena, yokona. We love you extravagantly. Yoshkona, yokona yekena. We love you very deeply. Yokona anana yekena. And we wish you adieu.